We were very poor, very, very poor. My father was a laborer. My mother stayed at home, of course, because to have that many kids, she didn't have time to work. And we shoveled snow, and if we got a penny for a whole block, sometimes you'd just go out with our coal shovels, and somebody would give us a penny. Well, then a penny could buy a lot of candy. There were area little grocery stores where we'd buy little penny candy, and it would just be a lot of just something sweet that we didn't have at home. But in the summertime was the only time we had ice is when the iceman, the people who had money, would buy ice because they had a ice box that was called, and it was just wonderful to have when see the iceman coming down the street in his horse and wagon, because he would let us chip ice. But now these are things that I remember, and then sitting around the dining room table, getting our lessons and telling stories, and at night we told ghost stories. Now we made those up, and sometimes neighbors' children would come in. We'd all tell our makeup stories, and sometimes the children would be afraid to go home. We'd have to call their parents, or somebody'd have to take them home because we'd all be too scared to even go to bed, really. We'd tell awful stories. In the summertime, when school was out, all the children in the neighborhood would meet underneath the streetlights and tell stories and play games. And this is how I grew up until a lady, a very rich young girl, got married, and she had a baby. And her husband, she didn't know how to take care of a baby. She didn't even care about the baby. So I got a job taking care of that baby in the mornings before I went to school, and it was about 2 miles from where I lived. And I walked in winter, summer, those 2 miles, and I was there by 7 o'clock to get the baby up and feed it, change its clothes, and then her husband would take me to school on his way to work. Then he'd pick me up at noon. I would go back, change the baby, feed the baby, put the baby back to bed. After school, I walked back to this house, which was 2 miles. There was a streetcar running just one street in town, but I didn't have it. I think it was a dime. I can't remember now exactly. But I walked back to take care of this baby, and sometimes I'd stay all night, and sometimes I'd walk back home. That's a lot of walking, but everybody else did it. I wasn't doing anything that everybody else wasn't doing. Everybody walked every place and didn't think anything about it. Now I jump in the car to go to the grocery store, which is 2 or 3 blocks. But those are some of the things that my experience of growing up being poor. But we were healthy and we were happy. And right now I look back and I think it's wonderful that I had that experience, although I certainly wouldn't want to have it again.